What's up, y'all, and welcome back to Dad Needs to Talk. I'm your host, Robert, and today we're going to be talking about a new manga fresh off the press called Daddy and Buddy. Now, first of all, I got to give a shout out to the two homies, Yato Plays and Knox, for putting this on my radar, because those two, out of everybody I follow, they always tapped into the new things on the manga streets. So shout out to them. But yeah, so Daddy and Buddy. Now, normally, especially lately, I don't really jump into new stuff out the gate. You know, sometimes I like to let it sit and build up a little bit before I dive into it, just because you just never know. And sometimes I like to maybe read a few chapters together before I form judgment. But me being a dad, obviously this is Dad Needs to Talk, father of five, I see something with Daddy in the title, then I feel a sense of obligation to at least take a look at it. And take a look I did, because this is something I had no clue what it was. Only thing I knew about this going in was that it involved an adult main character, and that was it. I didn't read no synopsis or nothing. I just went off of blind faith of the homies, because I trust them and their judgment of good manga. And so I just went straight into reading and was thoroughly surprised. So Daddy and Buddy basically follows our main character, Tanaka, who is a 28-year-old father of three, married to a lovely lady, showing that too soon. So 28-year-old father of three, married, and he is currently a gymnastics instructor. Now, he was somebody that at one point in time, young in his younger years, he had dreams of becoming an Olympian. He was good at what he did, but it seemed like he didn't really have a mix of maybe he had the skills, or maybe he realized his limits, but he also seemed like he didn't have the right kind of support people from, like, coaches and stuff to truly push him to be the best that he could be, that truly believed in him. So, like I said, he still wanted to be involved with gymnastics, so he ended up becoming a gym instructor. And like I said, he has a father, a family, and stuff. And so throughout his life, he has encountered these little bugs that we later find out called grumble bugs. But they are these basically invisible insects that haunt and plague children. And they basically, what is it called? They are aberrations born of children's discomfort. And their growth is fueled by the discomfort that they sow within children. So basically, the examples they show is, like, you know, kids fighting, throwing tantrums, being disruptive, all this stuff, whatever. As any of us that deal with kids, especially us fellow parents, know too well. And that's kind of how we get introduced to them in the manga, to where he comes home from work, chaos immediately, you know, kids fighting. He's got three kids. His oldest kid is a 4-year-old boy, and then he has a set of twins, a boy and girl, that are 2 years old. And so that is how we get introduced to his family. And I feel like that scene just immediately made me fall in love, or at least not fully fall in love, but at least, like, hook me a bit, because I'm all too familiar with this chaotic scene that we see when he walks in the doors of his home, to where I'm like, hey everybody, I'm home, dad's home, and just chaos ensues. But he has no clue at the time what these bugs are or whatever. He just knows that he can only see them, and then when he crushes them, then the kids become happier, better moods and stuff, the chaos calms down. And that's that. And so he's just lived his life just seeing these bugs, like I said, crushing them, destroying them, whatever. and just being a happy family man. But he is also kind of like, he's noticed these bugs here and there throughout town and stuff, around other people, but he doesn't always step in to crush all of them or whatever, just mainly the ones that are directly affecting his kids, as well as the kids that he teaches at his gym class and stuff. Well, fast forward a little bit, and the kids have this show that they like to watch with this kind of like ranger looking dude. And, you know, he's fighting crime and stuff, whatever. And so one day, we fast forward a bit, the family is out at the park or whatever. They're just having a family outing or whatever. Some bugs show up and stuff. And, you know, the dad deals with them as normal. But there is a unusually or a larger than normal bug that the dad is trying to figure out how to deal with without drawing too much of a scene. Because once again, only he can see them. Well, as he's in the midst of trying to figure this out or whatever, the same guy that he saw on the TV show or whatever that his kids liked or whatever comes through, smashes the bug, and then the dad is like, oh. And then the guy is like, oh, you can see me. And so it just kind of starts this funny thing to where finally, there's somebody else who can see and fight these bugs aside from just the dad. And so, like I said, I'm kind of fast forwarding through because I don't want to go through everything beat for beat. I kind of want you to go in and read this yourselves. But anywho, they end up, you know, he ends up tracking down this guy again, talking to him, getting the details on what is up with these bugs, who this guy is and stuff. And basically, what this guy is, he is what's known as a gymnastics buddy, who they are, you know, their job is to help exterminate the bugs. And so, of course, our MC, he immediately lights up and kind of sees a potential path forward for himself, because of course, let me rewind back, I forgot to mention at the top, the gym that he is an instructor at or whatever is about to be shut down just because of some health related stuff going on with the owner's wife that he needs to take care of, and so he can't keep the gym open. And so, but this might potentially be a saving grace for our main character as he meets this guy and stuff. And basically, he's kind of talked to him about, like, you know, like the criteria is like, hey, you need to, you know, of course, being able to see the bugs, but you also need to be a gymnast that's, you know, good with children and all this stuff. And like I said, the whole time, he is just like, yo, that is me. I love kids. I'm good in gymnastics and stuff, whatever. And so it is just like a super dope moment just seeing them kind of talking and coming together. Like I said, shout out to the wife, Shinobu. But we get like this like really dope shot of him doing this like double twisting, double layout, and sticking the landing on this humongous bug that was kind of hounding the other dude or whatever. And yeah, man, so all in all, like I said, I'm keeping this kind of short, but this was a very pleasant surprise, like I said, for me going in blind, which sometimes can be kind of 50-50, but when things end up being good, like with this, or at least like a good first impression like this was or whatever, then it kind of sometimes makes it even more exciting and more rewarding going into things blind and stuff. So, but yeah, so I am very excited to see where this is going to go and what comes next from this. And, you know, to figure out, like, okay, I'm guessing there's multiple people that are part of this secret group or whatever. So I'm definitely interested to kind of learn more about that and maybe even learn more about the origins of the bugs and all that different stuff. But yeah, all in all, pretty cool premise. Like I said, like these invisible bugs that feed off of the kind of like despair and discomfort of kids and stuff. So it just speaks to me in so many ways, like I said, just from the faith of it just being just a generally unique premise. But it also, our main character, of course, not only is he an adult, but he's also a dad, father of three. Come on now, it's like this is kind of, you know, geared towards the Danny's to Talk demographic. but yeah, so like I said, I'm excited to read more. And actually, I want to take a look at something, see if there's any other work that this author has done. Okay. So yeah, so looking it up, it looks like, yeah, this author's first full series. It looks like they did a one shot last year, about a whitesmith that makes artificial metal bodies for soldiers. So, and the synopsis of that look pretty interesting. I might see if I can find a translation of that somewhere. But yeah, so this is their first serialization, I guess, with Daddy and Buddy. But yeah, all in all, I'm definitely down to continue to read more of this. It looks like it's gonna be published every Monday, and you can read it for free on the Manga Plus app or website. That's where I read it at. And yeah, let this just be a reminder to just like, hey, venture out there, try something new. There's all types of manga releasing every day, every week, every month, whatever case may be, whatever. That a lot of people don't know about, whatever, just because they are those hidden gems. And it's stuff like that I try to shine a spotlight on my channel when I can. And that's across the board, not just with manga, but also anime, video games, all that stuff, along with my conversations of, you know, family and fatherhood. But that's gonna be that. As always, thank you so much for watching or listening. You know, make sure to subscribe and follow and all that fun jazz. And let me know what you think of Daddy and Buddy. You know, fingers crossed that this, you know, continues to go in a positive direction. And yeah, like you said, protect the children from the bugs. And with that, I'm out. Thank you so much for watching and listening. And I'll catch you on the next one. Peace.